Imagine a couple sitting in one of our client education rooms. They had taken a home pregnancy test but didn't quite believe the positive results, so they came to us. Our test was also positive. They're normally a talkative pair, but now they are both stone quiet as they process the fact that she really is pregnant and they are now parents. The young man breaks the silence. "I can't believe this is happening," he says. And she says, "I'm not ready for this." Then questions come. How are we going to tell our parents? How am I ever going to finish my trade school courses? What's even the future of us? And then sometimes there's that holy moment in which the couple realizes they must also now think about someone else, their baby. "I don't know how to be a good mother," she says. "I don't make enough money to provide for her needs," he says. And eventually, they may arrive at, "I don't see how we can do this on our own." It's a wonderful thing for people to acknowledge their need for help from outside themselves, because therein lies an open door for others to shine the light on the truth of the gospel. Unexpected pregnancy situations can be delicate and vulnerable, but they also can be perfect times to point people to Jesus and the truth of His word. None of us were meant to face life's struggles on our own. We were created for Christian community. Think of Matthew 18:20 in this context. Jesus said, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." Christian community brings the presence of Christ, Jesus, with us. If you are trying to deal with something all by yourself today, be it an unintended pregnancy, a past abortion decision, or something else, keep Christ's word in mind. In the name of Jesus, share your burden with a trusted Christian friend or a family member. Jesus is faithful to show up in those gatherings. His life-giving presence brings peace, perspective, truth, and hope. We have all been created for Him.